Dr. Sabik Tetting, an office note on patient Dr. Imad Isham, Asham, A-S-H-A-M, E-M-A-D, date of birth is 11-16-1963, date of service 9-4-2024, per paragraph. Dr. Asham is a 60-year-old gentleman who presented to my office to be established with me as his doctor. His past medical history includes one, hypertension for the last 3 years, maintained on amlodipine. Next, history of cervical radiculopathy radiating to his right upper extremity that has been improving with some physical therapy. Period. Past surgical history includes a right carpal tunnel release. Period. Paragraph. Allergies, allergic to IV iodine. He developed rash. Social history. Patient is married. No smoking. Social alcohol use. No drug use. And he works as a physician surgeon. Family history, mother with hypertension and was on dialysis for a few years before her death. Father, diabetes mellitus type 2. Review of systems, patient has occasional headache. There is no chest pain, no shortness of breath, no palpitations. He has no heartburn, no nausea, no vomiting, no abdominal pain, except that for the last couple of weeks, he's been noticing heaviness in the right lower quadrant. And he has regular bowel movements, no melena. He does have nocturia up to 2 times at night, no straining upon urination. He has complete bladder emptying, no dribbling. He has been noticing decreased energy overall, and he's been noting leg swelling positive, and also increased thirst. All other systems reviewed are negative. Immunization received 2 doses of the COVID-19 gene editing therapy, per paragraph. Current medications include amlodipine 5 mg, omega-3 krill oil 500 mg, and magnesium oxide 500 mg tablets. On physical exam, his blood pressure is 129 over 79. His weight is 211. His pulse is 57. Temperature 98.1. His oxygen saturation is 98% on room air. General appearance in non-acute distressed GNT, pupils generally active to lateral accommodation, injected conjunctiva, non-enteric sclera, no cervical lymphadenopathy, no carotid bleed bilaterally, no diglobin distension bilaterally, moist oral mucosa, no pharyngeal erythema, no rate per paragraph, neck supple, no stiffness or rigidity, heart sounds are regular rate and rhythm, no muscleness 2, no murmurs heard, no friction per lungs are clear to auscultation, no crackles or visits heard, abdomen soft, no hepatomegaly, no splenomegaly, no guiding rebound or rigidity. Extremities, he has one plus edema in both lower extremities with hyperpigmented lesions of the skin in the lower extremities, period. Paragraph, neuro exam is non-focal. Assessment and plan. 1, general tiredness. We're going to check general workup, including thyroid check, rule out hypothyroidism. Next, leg edema, we're going to check and rule out DVT by doing a venous Doppler of the lower extremities. Patient was advised to use support stocking. We may need to use diuretics as well. Next, right lower quadrant pain, vague. We're going to do a CT scan of the abdomen and pelvis without IV contrast for a better delineation of any intra-abdominal process. Next, hypertension, apparently controlled in the office, however uncontrolled at home. We are going to check his home blood pressure log. We're going to follow the workup and adjust accordingly, period, paragraph. Next, overweight. I'm sorry, class 1 obesity, BMI 30.28. Patient was advised to lose weight by using intermittent fasting and keto diet, period, paragraph. We're going to follow up on the patient in around 2 weeks with a televisit to discuss the workup and for further recommendations and report next.